This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Firefighters in Greece are trying to hold off a national disaster. The worst fires in decades have swept across the country. Several villages have been destroyed. Dozens of people have been killed. And we've called a reporter near ancient Olympia, one of the significant sites that has been threatened by fires. Reporter John Seropoulos is in a village near ancient Olympia, a region hard hit. And what is the situation exactly where you are?
I'm standing in the village of Krestina. It's actually a town of 12,000 people, now newly threatened today with some flames that are coming very close to inhabited areas. There is a fire truck standing by. There are several more hidden in the woods fighting individual blazes. This town is, at the moment, in a state of war. The fighting of the flames is often a very unequal battle. We've seen over the last few days villagers going to the flames in tractor trailers and actually spraying with their own hoses or supplying the fire trucks that are doing the spraying work continuously with water.
Well, are you saying that people have continued to fight the fires rather than evacuating in that village where you are?
There's a very, very great reluctance to evacuate. They don't want to prepare themselves psychologically for the possibility that they are going to say goodbye to everything that they have worked for and everything that's familiar to them. So they are prepared to fight very, very hard indeed before they even begin to think about leaving.
Now, this very personal story of individuals endangered by fire also has this very public story of historic landmarks endangered by fire. What's the situation with ancient Olympia now?
Ancient Olympia was threatened yesterday. It's now safe. The bulk of resources in this area was devoted to that fire, Canada airplanes and helicopters. And it was a close call. The fires came up close to the museum, and a small hill, which is on one end of the ancient stadium, did actually catch fire. The grass on it burned, but that ended there.
Now, I have to ask, though, when the birthplace of the Olympics was being saved, were resources then diverted away from residences that had to be sacrificed?
Well, this is the tragedy. There was almost no air cover in this area because it was diverted to Olympia yesterday. And we watched people as they battled the flames, and they really engaged in a collective act of heroism. They risked their own properties, they risked their tractors, they risked their lives very often. And they did it completely willingly and ungrudgingly. And I think they're doing it because they've seen what's happened in just a few days to villages only a few kilometers away. We were in the village of Artemiza earlier today. And that is the story of tragedy. One family of six people, a mother, her four children, and her mother-in-law got into one car. They put some guests of theirs, a grandmother with two grandchildren, in a second car. And the husband, the father, bid them all go down the hill, escape from the fire. The fire was approaching the village very, very fast indeed on Friday afternoon. I will stay behind with my motorbike and see what I can salvage. And as he sent them down the hill, he actually sent them to their deaths because the fire was coming up the hill and covered the road before it came to the house. And there was a car accident as the fleeing residents encountered a fire truck coming up to help them. And so they were forced to abandon their vehicles and scramble up on the hillside, and they were burned alive, the mother clutching three of her children. The father, in fact, survived, and so did the house. Their neighbors completely ruined. Their two houses burned, their 1,000 olive trees, and their animals burned. These people are facing true destitution, psychological or material, and that is what the other people a few miles away here are trying to avoid at all costs. That is why they're fighting so hard.
Mr. Seropoulos, what does it mean that some of these fires have been blamed on arson?
Everyone you ask believes that the fires are the result of arson. When you ask them what the motive for the arson would be, they don't know. But they cannot possibly believe that this is a natural disaster. Somebody must be to blame. And it's not just because of what's happening in their area. They can see that it's nationwide.
We've been talking with John Seropoulos. He's a reporter in an area affected by fires in Greece. Thank you very much for the update.
Thank you.